listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, wrapping it up here on just an amazing day. And it still just gets to, has it sunk into you yet? I'm still kind of a little numb from all this. This is a lot for one to put it all together. And as I'm staring at, as I'm staring at Justin Gilbert, I'm thinking to myself, yep, he sits there and he also represents it. You can't look at him and not think about the two picks that are next year too.
It's amazing. He represents so much for this team, and the fact that he represents exactly what Mike Pettine wanted for his defense, and they made that happen, it's amazing. Oh. It just, when you come out of this, this is, to me, here are the takeaways. The Browns got the number one corner, the number one quarterback, and a future first-round pick all in one day. They got the number one quarterback on their board, number one corner on their board, and a future first-round pick all in one day. Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, Alex Shiner, Jimmy Haslam, you saw that picture from the draft room. They are working in concert. It is a well-oiled machine. This is a team that has gone from January to where it was a laughingstock. You'd go around NFL people, and what's the deal? What's going on up there? You guys have no clue. This is a joke. And now, last night, you guys, great for you. This is awesome. You guys have it together. A home run, as Sal Palantonio said.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because it was, you know, darn near. I can't think of the right word, but the word that does keep coming to mind is embarrassing. To hear the kinds of comments that came around in January, to hear what people were saying about what, you know, I was affiliated with, you're affiliated with, to hear this, and you know what's going on there. And to hear it from people I respect, I mean, the John Claytons and the folks that I've spent many, many years in this business with, who just couldn't see the logic in a lot of things that were going on. And you're right, it's been such a turnaround. Then so refreshing today to have perfect strangers recognize at least your association with the team by you wearing a shirt or a jacket, me doing the same with Browns emblems or briefcases, walking through LaGuardia. Just that alone, that scene alone, and having people just randomly, and then when we arrive at Hopkins, randomly start those conversations about what this means and how positive this is. What a refreshing turnaround.
It is a refreshing turnaround, and it's new. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people out there who think Johnny Manziel, oh, he had to go to Cleveland, poor him. He wants to be here. And that's the thing.
You can see that.
He wants to be here, and he wanted to be here all along. He likes the playbook the best. The fact that he was texting with coaches of the Cleveland Browns before he was drafted saying, let's do this together. This is where I want to be. Get me here. That says all you need to know about how Johnny Manziel feels about Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, the leadership here, and where he wants to be. And Gilbert knew he was coming here and was fired up about it. He's in a place that's going to showcase the best of his skills. This is a new feel, and it is amazing to me how palpable it is and how short of a period of time Cleveland has gone from the absolute place that no one wants to be, nobody wants to be associated with it. I wanted to be associated with it. I'm thrilled to be here and have been for a long time.
Me too. I signed up before you did.
But now it is the place to be. Yeah. And it all started, we're going to look back at this draft and when the regimes changed and things got streamlined and Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine were put together to lead this team as the point of demarcation. They are not the same old Cleveland Browns, and they're going to show that on the field. But today is a step towards that. I'm fired up. More work to do. Second round, third round, pick 35. I'm fired up, Notorious.
I could tell. You haven't stopped being fired up since we were together in Radio City Music Hall, and they announced with the 22nd pick, the Cleveland Browns take
John Football, Johnny Manziel.
We want to thank Johnny Manziel for being on the show, and of course Justin Gilbert for joining us as well. I want to thank Sal Palantonio from ESPN. I want to thank Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. I want to thank our outstanding producer, on the ground with us here, of course, Jason Gibbs, and then, of course, Matt Fontana back at the studio. Guys, appreciate your hard work. This was a great week. This was a great last few days, a whirlwind. And, of course, we get back at this again on Monday when we'll wrap up the entire Browns draft and go through our analysis of all the players who have been added to this football team. For Nathan Zagura, I want to say have a great weekend. Of course, Julian Gerard follows this show. They'll continue the draft coverage of the Browns 2014 NFL Draft. I'm Vic Carucci. Talk to you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. It's a great day, and Browns fans, enjoy it.
town where they show you